To all my diehard listeners, hit that like button and make sure you comment. I don't care what it is, ABC 123, either way it works. To all my new watchers, be sure to subscribe and hit the bell. I promise not to disappoint, and I can get kicked off this platform any day now. So if you want to keep up with my content, be sure to subscribe to my Patreon for exclusive content or join my free community on locals.com. Links below. Let's get into the video.
Oh my god, dude, she's standing.
Oh, shit. Wow.
You did that to the front of my car.
Oh, yeah?
What's funny?
Okay. This bitch slammed in the back of a Lamborghini. And she thought it would be a good idea to go up to him and say, hey, why did you just slam into the front of my car? Even though you were in front of me. I guess she figured, like, if I say that on camera, when they play it back, maybe they'll believe me. Like, when they play it back to the cops or whoever, maybe they'll believe that that's what happened. No, it's cameras everywhere. There's gas station cameras that probably caught you slamming into the back of a Lamborghini. It's just not going to work out. I guess nice try. In a dumbass bitch mind, it's a nice try.
That's my new fucking car!
Usually when you rear-end people, that's not how this works. It's okay. I'm going to call the cops real quick. But yeah, you're saying that I hit you from behind?
No, you hit me in the front of it. Remember when I was at a red light? You went in front of me and hit my car.
Oh, yeah?
That don't even make sense.
Okay. That's cool. Probably move the car from thing and I'll call the cops for you.
I wouldn't roll my window down. These days, these wild fucking animals will start attacking you. Especially if I'm in a Lamborghini. I'm not rolling my window down for this ratchet ass wild bitch. So that was your first mistake, bro. I would say he's being really calm and cool for just having his... I would say he's being really calm and cool, though, considering he just got his Lamborghini crashed into. But I bet you was probably texting. I can almost guarantee you she was texting.
And that's why you white people, get all this fucking privilege with this nice-ass car!
How do you...
So that's my new fucking car!
Look this.
Pulled the race card. Oh, your white privilege is the reason why I slammed into the back of your Lamb. Oh, the only reason you got a Lamborghini because your white privilege. I'm pretty sure they don't just hand out Lamborghinis to all white people. Dumbass shit.
You are here and she can shoot. You see?
Do you have where it went in or where she drove into it?
You look. You were here and she can look. You see?
What do you get when you gobble down dicks? Judged, apparently.
This makes me so sad and so angry at OnlyFans. OnlyFans is so gross because it literally weaseled its way into these feminist spaces and convinced women that it is somehow empowering for them to sell their body online.
Based on the sleeve of tattoos and the gothic hoodie, I'm pretty sure she was fucked up before she started the OnlyFans page. I'm just saying. I could be wrong.
With false promises, they're gonna make hundreds of thousands of dollars. And that's not the reality of it. It's basically a sex work pyramid scheme. In what other business, when the market is so flooded, would you continue to try to recruit young women? And don't get me wrong,
no,
I have
stop.
No problem with...
They're gonna try to blame the website instead of blaming the bitches who signed up for it. Why would OnlyFans prey on these innocent women and make them sign up for OnlyFans? Like, how do that even make sense? Pay attention, though, fellas. Even a woman who sounds like she's logical and she's trying to kick game to the ladies, she still found a way to make them the victim. She blaming OnlyFans and not blaming them and holding them accountable.
Sex work, but it is not supposed to be this common, especially not amongst young women. And I hate to say this, but this is the opposite of feminism. This is quite literally the objectification of women. You can have us at a price. What? And I don't know why I feel like I'm so early on this train, but I don't see a lot of people talking about it. Which is, again, why I'm so proud of this girl for posting about it.
Early on the train? Men been talking about this for years. I get it, though. Men build something or bring something to the table, and then women hop on in the last minute and act like they're doing something spectacular. I get it.
Ow! Ow! Oh my f***ing god! You son of a f***ing... Oh, he bit my f***ing finger!
Uh-huh.
Ah!
Pay attention.
Controversial opinion, and you can...
Pay attention to your surroundings, bitch. Stop trying to look cute and be on the lookout for iguanas or alligators or whatever the fuck that was.
Controversial opinion, and you can sound off in the comments if you want, but you won't change my mind.
Nobody's trying to change your fat ass mind. I mean, I'm not trying to talk about people, but you could tell that she just thinks she's important. Nobody trying to change your fat ass mind. Before I even hear what you got to say, I'm already sensing arrogance. So that's why I'm getting on you. Nobody cares. And I haven't even heard what you got to say yet. Your arm is thicker than my fucking head. How about don't worry about getting attention online and worry about who's going to be mad at something online and hit a gym up for your health, if nothing else.
Fat people don't owe you anything, but the world owes fat people accessibility.
Oh my gosh.
Well, first and foremost, height is a choice, so whatever I feel like. But today I'm 5'8".
That makes sense.
Okay, guys, I'm going to call this challenge the Reveal the Catfish Challenge. So on your green screen, go ahead and upload a picture of yourself where you feel you look hot. And then next, you are going to reveal yourself on video with no makeup, no filter.
This is just unacceptable. But she got an inbox full. That's why she's confident in this outfit looking like that. Don't blame her. Blame the simps in her inbox.
Boo.
You actually look better there.